One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What did you learn about yourself this year?
These are really hard questions. New year, new me, new goals.
Yes.
Whoopee.
We get each other.
We get each other. What's something you did in your past that you would never want your kids to do?
We've gone through so many episodes without me tearing up.
It has been a minute.
I don't care.
Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Please don't make me do it again.
Welcome back to the Fairly Odd Sisters. How are you feeling? How do you feel about 2024?
I'm feeling... How do I feel about 2024?
Yeah. Like, how'd you feel about this last year?
Oh my gosh. It's a whirlwind. Like, mm-hmm. Did it even happen?
Yeah.
2024 seems like it lasted 1 month long.
Yeah. It really does.
It was not long. It was the shortest year of my life.
Yeah. No, it really feels like a blur. I'm like, we were starting a new year.
No,
did we
really?
Just have your New Year's party at your house?
Truly.
It's wild.
Truthfully, I could say that if somebody told me we are 3 months into 2024, I'd be like, yeah.
No, seriously. Right. Even we're 2 months.
We're not. Approaching 2025 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I was just curious because that's exactly how I'm feeling. But
I just don't understand where the time goes. Like, even when we hit December 1st, I was like, how the freak is it December? Like, we didn't even have November yet.
It's true.
It's so weird. Like, time warp.
I think it also, towards the end of the year, at the holidays, just ramps up. Because there's so much going on.
I know.
That it really does feel like a blur
and
a time
warp. 2 seconds. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's like... New year, new me, new goals,
yes.
Whoopee. And then you're like back to Christmas again.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a weird time warp thing.
Totally. And doesn't it feel like 2025 is like a new
era?
That's a new era.
Yeah,
like that's
for
not
sure.
Just
I'm
like
actually,
it's not 2023 to 2024. 2025 is like something weird.
That's set.
I don't know.
That's like it's like a restart almost. Like, I feel like 2021 to 2024, they're all the same years.
Yeah.
But then we get to 2025 and I'm like, that's a memorable year. Like I always, this last year, I'm like, what year is it? Like I kept thinking it was 2023.
Yeah.
It's just kind of one of those weird years. And then 2025, that's like a starting point. Like we'll remember that it's 2025.
Yeah.
People were saying on our last podcast actually, or two podcasts ago, they were commenting, oh my gosh, like, because I was wearing pink and you were wearing green. And they're like, this is so like Glinda and Elphaba coded.
Oh.
And I'm like, they probably haven't seen
our
podcast before because it's what we wear.
It's now
every
coming
time.
Back.
Every time.
There was one episode where we didn't wear the pink and the green.
Yeah.
And people were like, where's the pink and the green? Up in arms. So we were like, okay, we always have to have something.
It was our second episode, I think.
Oh yeah, and people
second
were already
third.
Upset.
And we were like, okay, well,
all right, we'll carry it on every time. I just feel like I used everything in my closet.
I know.
That
it's just we're recycling. But that's okay.
Now we'll just do pops here and there.
Yeah, give a little
sometimes
pop.
Sometimes match. So
sorry for the crunch. I don't know why I ate that.
Seriously crunching into the microphone.
Pirate's right now. Booty right in the microphone. My New Year's resolution is to not eat pirate's booty.
If you're a what's that, like the phobia of chewing? Derek has it. It's called something like the actual name for it.
I don't know, but I just tested my 23andMe or whatever, and it says I don't have that.
I bet, because you're like.
I don't have chewing phobia. I'm sorry.
Mute it for a sec, because she's going to be chomping.
I'm done with it now, though, so okay, no worries. Done. No she's worries done. There.
All right, well, the new year is coming up, and we had you guys give us a lot of good questions. Mm-hmm. We actually haven't read these yet. A lot of them are about the new year, some personal questions, and then just a bunch of random questions. So it's just a Q&A today.
Q&A.
I have a feeling it's going to be like a lot of reflecting, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah. Reflecting is hard.
Reflecting's hard when you've had like, I feel like there's a lot that happened in this year, and it's just...
Yeah. Just so much. I honestly, 2023 and 2024 are the same year to me.
And sometimes I'm like blending. I'm blending the years. I don't know what's happening.
Like, whoa, 2023 was a trip for me, but like 2024, that felt like it was a part of it. Mm-hmm. But somehow it's, anyway.
Yeah. So should we just, there's a ton of these questions. So let's just dive in.
Okay. Let's do
this. Oh, these ones are about the podcast. Okay. Oh. These are about, because we've had like almost a year of our podcast. All right. So these are podcast questions. It says, what made you guys want to start a podcast and what was the process like?
I feel like we've maybe talked about this before, but mm-hmm. when Sarah and I did this job where we kind of like talked on this app and it was like a podcast and where people could ask us questions and the boys, Tanner and Derek, listened in and were just listening to it. And after Sarah and I were both like, that was so fun. And the boys were like, you guys should do a podcast. Mm-hmm. Like they were like, that was so fun and entertaining.
Well, people responded really well. It was like a thing where we were like, oh, no one's probably going to hear this. And then a bunch of people like tuned in.
Yeah. And we were so stoked. And we were like, oh, that wild. Would actually be fun to have an outlet that's just kind of us chit-chatting like girlfriends. Yeah. And then have just
this was like almost 4 years ago back in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And we had talked about it and it took us a long time to actually get it going.
It's like a hard thing to start up. Mm-hmm. Like it's not an easy thing to figure out. It's very different than any of the other platforms that we do. And so, it took us a while to get things started up, but that's how we kind of got the wheels turning.
That and weird then, job. And I don't even know. I can't even remember what the job was.
Me either. But I just remember that's how it started.
Yeah.
This one says, so how was the first year of podcasting for you and your families? For us, it was a delight. Love the friends and family. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So nice. Super fun. I feel like Lo and I both feel the same way. When we first started it, it went by so fast, the episode, because we were just chatting and it was fun. It was just like we were hanging out, which like Lo said, is so different than all the other platforms that we do, because it's just more of our personality, more of us, like our friendship. So I feel like the first year was fun.
Yeah.
Like we've definitely learned, like looking back at our first episodes, like a lot of times it's just like, whoa, I feel like we've come a long way from like the first few episodes. So
yeah, we've definitely come a long way. And I think it is like growing pains in the way that we didn't know how to do all the back end stuff of podcasting. Totally. It's always been fun to record.
Mm-hmm.
I like sitting down to record. These are so much fun. But figuring out the other stuff was actually terrifying and very hard.
Our first time setting up took us 4 or 5 hours to set it up.
Just to go through and watch the podcast and like be like, cut out all of the times I say like a million times. Yeah. Or like,
we didn't until like the fourth episode or something. Yeah.
And it was crazy. I don't know. Just figuring out the editing and all of that was crazy. But the recording has always been really, really fun. And now that we have a good system and our editors are amazing, you know, it's been so much better.
Yeah, totally. And for our families, Derek and Tanner are stoked on it. Yeah. They love taking over the podcast. Yeah,
honestly, they're so fun to have on the podcast. Yeah. I feel like their dynamic is so fun to watch.
Oh, it's so funny.
I love that.
And all even the four of us, I think it's so fun to have all of us on.
Yeah.
Have we done that yet?
Yeah, we've done it. In the beginning, we did. We've done it a couple of times with us four.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're like, when was that? 2024, again, like baby.
2024. A blur.
Yeah.
No, but it's been so fun. They're so supportive of us.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because it is a time chunk to film, and normally we're filming two episodes every time, so it's they're
it is a longer process, but for sure it's been so much fun.
This one just says, can you do a podcast room tour?
That would be fun. I should take you around. Right now it's like really messy. Yes.
Okay, Lo and I's dream, maybe our 2025 podcast goal.
Yes.
We want to have a studio.
An actual studio
set. Where we have like our colors and fun things on the walls and
actually a place. Because right now we're in my house.
Which is beautiful.
We're just in my office. And like black walls, which are just on the, you know, what, how my house came.
The walls are really cool though.
The walls
are cool. It's not just a white wall, you know, which is awesome.
It's sweet. But definitely maybe 2025, it'll bring a cool set and studio.
We just need to find a space for it.
Yes. Yes, we do.
That was on our list for this
Process.
For this process.
For sure. This one says, what's your favorite moments, episodes from the podcast so far? Ooh, that's a good question.
I feel like I need to go open up.
I know. I feel like we've done one for every week this year, except for maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've done so many things.
I always have so much fun when the boys are on with us.
Yeah, the boys. Probably the first time we had the boys on
was so funny.
So funny. Yes. Like it felt very unhinged and like,
oh my gosh. Or when I had my brother on.
Oh yeah. And so he was unhinged. Roasting. That was so funny.
Yeah. We've had some funny ones with family. And
yes.
Lo's mom came on.
My mom, our mother-in-law came.
It's fun to have guests on that we know well.
Know what I really want to do is have two of your best high school friends come on the podcast like literally.
That would be a good one.
Like they just check you. You know what I mean? And then I have two of my best friends from high school come on and just kind of like check me. You know what I mean?
I think I'd get roasted.
We have to do it because I think that would be fun. So funny. Yeah. Just to like bring back the old memories and kind of like see what, you know, the true Sarah was like in that time.
Oh my. Scary.
So fun. Scary. And I think it's like, because I talk to my friends that will like listen to this and be like, I wish I was there just to like, you know, put my two cents in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, we definitely could do that. I think they would do that. That would be so funny. Oh man. I just feel like we've had a lot of like different kinds of episodes. Like I've sat here in this chair and sobbed. And I've sobbed from laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Like it's just been fun.
Yeah.
To have all the different things. But I don't know if I could pick one favorite one, but the boys one does stand out.
The boys one stands out. I feel like a really growing one for us was doing the childhood episode.
Oh my gosh. That felt like
that.
I
felt like I was in an hour of like therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But
so many tears.
I think that it helped me in certain ways.
Me too.
Like saying it out loud.
Yeah. I think that was the first time I've like said things out loud.
Yeah.
Because I just.
And maybe it was more for us than for other people.
No, but people related to that one more than like,
I've seen. It's so terrible that people can relate, but.
Yeah. It's life.
Yeah, it's life.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that one definitely stands out to me.
For sure.
When we had to recount our haunted stories.
That was fun.
That was fun and also terrifying.
We still need to get a medium on here. Lo and I will sit down and we're gonna like our goals and what we need to have on that we've said that we're gonna do.
Yes.
And then we'll do on in 2025.
Mark our words.
Yeah. So many good moments.
Okay.
Who is your dream guest on the podcast? Love y'all tons. Ooh. I listen every week.
Are we reaching for the stars? Our dream podcast. Let's reach for the stars. My dream person on the podcast.
dream. Like, yours would be Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, like Miley for sure.
Oh man.
Can you imagine? Oh, I would die. Would die for Riley. I would die for Miley.
Riley. Currently probably Sabrina Carpenter.
Honestly.
I would die to have Sabrina Carpenter in this chair.
Just imagine.
Oh, no. I'd just stare at her.
I'd just say, sing me a song.
You're so beautiful.
Please, please, please.
We just start
come
singing
sing your song. Please. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. also, can we talk about how Barry cheated on her?
Ew.
Ew.
Triple times. Ew. Also,
like, such a little, sorry.
Such a little rat.
I don't want people to attack him, but who does that? I'm sorry.
Little freaking rat.
Who cheats on Sabrina Carpenter?
No, literally no one's safe because like she's a million times like cooler than him.
No, that's what I'm saying.
She literally is.
He has the audacity.
She's also blowing the frick up right now. And I'm like, does he have this inferiority complex that like, whoa, she's more famous than me now?
I don't know.
I gotta go like.
But what's cracking me up is that he's in that music video.
I know. The please, please, please. And it's like, you did it. You did the thing.
You did the thing that everyone said not to be stupid.
Nicely.
Yeah.
And you.
Anyway.
Messed it up.
Yeah. I think.
Well, I'm actually excited. I'm like, go freaking date somebody. No, seriously. Super hot.
But honestly, and, like, she's probably going to come out with another amazing album from this. So
Bye bye,
Barry. Rock on. Anyway.
I don't even know if it's real. What if they've been broken up? And really, he didn't cheat. No, I don't know. I'm just saying like.
Well, I mean, she confirmed it, the other girl.
She did.
Recky?
Oh, yeah, well, what if she was just kind of like blowing smoke? Well, she like confirmed that they were together, but who knows if Sabrina and Barry were together still.
I think she did something at one of her concerts that was like a Sabrina, like on her on stage. What did she say? Like something at him.
What?
Saw a video. I can't remember.
Oh, you gotta know these things. I know. Give me the receipts.
I know. Anyway, I just currently can't believe that anyone would do that.
It's messed the fuck up.
I was dating Sabrina. I'd never let her go.
Me either. I love those rosy cheeks.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Shiny eyes.
Shiny eyes.
Poopy hair.
Golden hair.
Golden locks. So good and
can I just like grab her hair and put it onto my head? Just...
I need it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Wow. We have our girl crushes. Yeah. It's clear.
Miley's my other girl crush.
Oh, man.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, and I always tell people everyone can benefit from therapy. So make sure to go give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/fairlyodd and get on your way to becoming your best self. I cannot believe that we are almost to Christmas. I love being cozy. I love getting my blanket, getting some hot cocoa, and watching my favorite Christmas movie. I also just love that the holidays just bring families together, friends together. It's just a time of love and giving and becoming closer. And I think that therapy is a great way to bring yourself comfort that never goes away, even when the season changes. I know that I've learned so much from therapy and just about myself and how I communicate and how my loved ones communicate. If you are wanting to try therapy, make sure to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time with no additional charge if that person's not a right fit for you. Find comfort this December with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fairlyodd today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fairlyodd.
Anything you want to change about the podcast next year? We need an assistant.
We need an assistant.
Yes,
because that's number one on our list. Right on our list,
because we want to have more guests this next year, and I think the only way we can actually manage it is if
manage
we have
anything. Manage.
Like, our lives are just up in flames. It feels like at all times.
Yes, we have like some really going good. On at all we times. Have amazing helpers behind the scenes, but we just need like that one extra person to like
push. Push it over the edge.
Yeah, because it's like, it's a full-time, running. There's so many different little pieces to make the podcast work. And so, yeah, getting an assistant would be amazing.
Yes.
Studio. Those are our things. We need new photos. We're going to update.
We are going to do that.
We're going to rebrand.
Yeah.
We said this so many times.
Yeah, we're going to hit those things.
But honestly, the new year is like the best time to do that. It is. So we can recoup.
We've had a year of like our situation and now it's time to revamp. Yeah,
so just
expect good things from us.
Yeah, you know? Get excited.
Yeah.
Biggest regret and biggest success from the podcast this past year.
Biggest regret. Oh, getting hacked, but we didn't, it wasn't our fault.
Yeah.
Honestly, like no regrets.
What? Buying these mic stands.
Oh yeah, these mic stands suck. Suck a.
Biggest regret.
Biggest regret, these mic stands. I wish that we would have known something. I'll just say like what I wish I would have known. I just wish I would have like known exactly what things to get for the podcast or like what to figure out, and then knowing those things would have made things a lot easier. Just because we got crappy like mic stands and stuff like that, where
lights
we just didn't know
all the stuff,
and we're just testing everything out, buying a million things, and so
But we'll probably update some of the stuff in the next year. Hopefully, yeah. Especially if we get a studio.
Yeah, that'd be so sick.
Biggest success.
Biggest success from the podcast this last year. I just feel very proud of us that like we put stuck our mind. Yeah, we stuck with it. It's like not in the easiest thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's a very big time consumer and we have a lot going on mm-hmm. with our other platforms and things mm-hmm. that we do. But we stuck with it. And the only time we missed was like when we were hacked and mm-hmm. then 1 week.
Yeah, totally.
And so
yeah, we were very consistent.
Literally, I'm very proud of us for like doing that. Yeah. And I feel proud of our episode. I think that it's fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. I think we don't have like a thing to show for it, like success. We don't have like a trophy or something like that. But I swear to you, when people come up to us mm-hmm. all the time and they don't even mention like our other, like our families or like our other personal accounts, and they're just like, I love your podcast. I watch every week. And
it like I feel really like, pushes us to keep going.
Yeah. And I think the biggest success for us is that like once people start watching the podcast, they watch it every week.
Yeah.
Which is really like cool. People, and that's like the success that we need. It's like, people are liking it. Like
that you're really listening. Is a huge part of why it like keeps mm-hmm. Sarah and I going because when we meet people in person and that's the thing that they say, I'm like, oh my gosh, like
people love it.
What the heck?
People are actually listening to us.
So thank you guys.
Sometimes we don't pay attention to like the, which is honestly cool that like we're not paying attention to the numbers, but we just keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's just so awesome.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's like the biggest success.
It's you guys.
You guys.
Our sisters. Our sisters from other sisters. Our sisters. Wait, we should really come up with a name for our...
I know.
Our girlies.
What do you guys want to be? Comment on the video.
Give us some ideas. They could be like the otters.
The like otters.
The otters.
Like an actual otter.
That's really good.
Oh, that is funny.
The otters. The
you guys just work on that.
Work on that.
Work on that.
That could be fun though.
We'll work on that and otters. You work on that.
My little otters. I feel like I could call the otters and that'd be cute. Anyway,
thank you.
Okay, this says, any advice for someone looking to start a podcast? Yeah,
do some research. Talk to people.
Yeah, talk to
find that are doing it.
Find out if you have anyone around you that's doing it. Mm-hmm. Ask them all the equipment questions and all the questions.
Yeah, and then just don't be scared to start.
Yeah, just start it and then be yourself. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing is like feeling nervous about like being yourself and it can be scary putting it out there because in long form videos, people can really nitpick you, but just being yourself because that's all we got is being
that's
ourselves.
All we got.
That's all we got.
That's all I have to offer you. Okay. What have you learned about each other from doing the podcast together?
My gosh.
I have learned that Lo is very creative. She has really good ideas.
Thank you.
Some of the time they're
weird.
Wild. But like normally we can take one of her ideas and like.
And just break it down into something a little more normal, a little more tame.
What else? I've learned that. Yes. just chime in anytime.
You know. Wait, what?
Just chime in anytime.
Oh, yeah. What I've learned about Sarah is that you're very vulnerable and you're very open to being yourself and you're not afraid of letting people know like your opinions on things.
That's
and
nice.
I can really appreciate that because it can be scary, but you're always just like, no, this is how I feel. And I'm like, yeah, that's brave.
Second that.
That's brave right there.
That's awesome.
That's bravery.
That's bravery. I want to like name something that's like a funny thing that you do.
Yeah.
I learned that Low moves her feet a lot.
Oh yeah.
You stop doing it though so
I
much.
I fidget. I think in you the beginning, fidget. When I'm nervous, I fidget more. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning I was like really fidgety, mm-hmm. but now that I'm more comfortable, I like mm-hmm. don't fidget as much, but I still do like I'm playing with my rings this entire time. But
I've learned that we can work together and still love each other and be
and
friends. And still want to hang in the after hours.
Yeah. Which sometimes when you're working with somebody, you don't want to see them.
Yeah.
But it's not the case here.
Never with our husbands does that happen.
Ever.
Well, it can be scary to start something with your friend or a family member that you don't know. Like,
yeah, you just don't know how it's going
to
go.
Because you have to work out all the little details and it's like making sure. And I feel like that's been very smooth.
Yeah.
Luckily.
Yeah, very smooth, which is very good.
Anyway.
Grateful. Grateful for a good teammate here.
Hashtag grateful.
Hashtag grateful. Okay, how would you rate 2024, 1 to 10?
Oh, damn it.
Oh, man. How would you rate it?
All I know is mine's going to be lower than yours.
My 2023 would have been lower than yours, but my 2024 is a little bit better than that.
We flip-flopped.
Yeah. I would say 2024, I would rate, actually I had a pretty great year this year. I would say 9.
That's like almost the best year.
8.5.
Holy crap. I'm just so happy for you.
I think we did like some of my favorite trips this year.
Yeah. No, I think about your year and that sounds right. Yeah. I don't think you're overshooting on that.
Yeah. Like I think that our family was at a very good age, like the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been definitely hard moments, of course. But mm-hmm. looking back on the year, I'm like, yeah, like a 9.
It was
solid
a good
9.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Doc won for, you know, those bad, hard days. But like,
yeah.
Other than that, everyone has those days.
Yeah. Everybody has those days.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody makes that witch.
All right. Well,
let me think
on this. Okay. I'm going to give it like a solid.
Wind it up.
Do I have to answer this?
Well, the first
give it like
half.
A solid.
First half, rate it different. And then second half, rate it. How it's going.
We're on the up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first half of 2024.
Like a 4.
4. But 4. Second half of 2024. You would say.
We're like the end of the second half.
Yeah. Like you would just round up.
We're at like a 7.
That's pretty good.
That's a long way.
That's pretty good.
In one
year. That's a big way. Wow.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
I'm just happy to hear it's going up, baby.
So you can have
only up from here.
A really crappy first part of your year and then it gets better. So.
Yeah.
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 I love it.
And also our kids, I feel like we're entering that era.
Yeah, you are.
Our kids are getting to that
great age.
Like there was just a lot.
There's a lot going on.
Going on at the beginning of the year.
A lot to go through.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
A lot of downs. Some years are going to be better than others.
That's so true. And they're faster. Blink of an eye.
To move through
it. Let's move on to 2025, baby.
All that I care is that things are getting better.
Yes, of course. Oh my gosh.
We're on the up.
I love to hear that.
I didn't know that was the question.
You're like, oh gosh. Okay.
Okay.
What habits or practices are you taking with you into 2025 and what are you leaving behind?
Ooh.
It's a good question.
My number one thing is, okay, I guess in a work sense, calendaring.
Mm-hmm.
I first started calendaring this year.
Oh yeah,
and I will take that.
Literally the best thing in the world.
I've never done it before, and I will take that with me for the rest of my life, literally till I die.
It changed my life.
Yeah,
doing Google Cal.
Google Calendar changed literally. My life.
It changed my life too.
I'm here to say,
what did I start?
I'm leaving behind injuries, honestly.
Yeah,
like just starting fresh with like a healthy family.
No more surgeries.
No more surgeries. We are leaving that behind. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm gonna leave behind. That's a really hard question.
It's really hard.
How did you think of something so fast?
Well, I mean, mine just sticks out because it's been like the whole year. But if you had a 9 year,
no, but
it's
I
like,
can't
like,
even think of like my good one to keep. I'm like, what have I done differently this year that I could keep next year? I want to stay brunette.
Yeah, there you go. Your hair. You're keeping your hair.
Surface level thing in the world. I like being a brunette, so I'll keep that for a while.
Yeah.
Who knows for the whole year? Who knows?
Who knows? We never know.
And what will I leave behind? My blonde.
Yeah. There you go. Your
Sorry,
hair.
I literally can't think of something.
I was going to say, I will be keeping better communication skills.
Ooh, very good. These are so much better than my answers. No, they're not. I should not put mine in.
I love yours because people relate to that.
No, literally, I can't think of anything good or bad. That's, like, I literally,
that means
like,
you
what?
Just had a good year.
I just had a year.
You like, had a
I
good just had year. A normal you just year. Had a normal year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Communication. That's a great one. Mm-hmm. Communicado is what I like to call it.
Communicado. I'm trying to think. Oh, I developed a really good habit of working out this year.
Oh,
and I hope that
yes.
I literally went like a year to 2 years without really working out, yeah. or I'd work out once a week to working out 5 or 6 times a week.
Yeah.
So love gonna that. Take that in.
Take it.
Take that in.
Ooh, I had one.
Leave behind negative self-thoughts.
Ooh.
I feel like I've been really working on that.
That's good.
And I just wanna leave it there.
Leave it.
Leave it.
Get it out.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
This is a year of positivity.
Yeah.
No matter what stage of life. Yes. No matter what is happening.
Leave behind that little anxious.
Yeah. Just about like nitpicky about yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Just like leave it.
Just leave it.
Yeah. What did you learn about yourself this year?
What did I learn about myself? These are really hard questions.
I was like, can I find this door? Can I exit?
I actually hate this.
I gotta go.
I gotta get out of here. I'm just gonna leave this one to Sarah. What did I learn about myself? That I feel like I already know like my things, my quirks. What did you find out about yourself? Maybe it'll spark something
okay.
for me.
I found out, I mean, I think I already knew this, but I think I'm really starting to understand that sometimes I worry way too much about so many little things, and I learned that I to like talk myself out of those little things, that they don't matter so much.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's, I still have those days, but I'm like, little things don't matter, or I'm like overthinking things about like every little situation.
Yeah.
And it just like doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I learned that I do that a lot.
Yeah. And now you're,
and I'm trying to work on
trying
that.
To work on that. Oh, I thought of what? One. A lot of times I have conversations in my head and I like don't say them out loud, but I realize that like people need to hear it
What's
out loud.
In your head? That's good.
Like, that's good. Like a lot of times Tanner will like say something to me and I'm like confirming it in my mind and I'm like, yes, I will do that. But I don't say it out loud. So then I immediately start doing the thing and he's like, thinking I'm ignoring him. You know what I mean? Or
yeah.
like, he's like, did you hear? I'm like oh yeah, like yeah. I'm doing it. And he's like, oh, well, can you just
can
tell
you
me?
Respond?
Yeah. And so now I'm really trying to verbalize. It's the most simple thing in the world, but
yeah.
sometimes I don't verbalize my confirming things. Like
yeah.
I just start going or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm working on verbalizing more.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like it's great when you can gift someone something that they wouldn't necessarily get for themselves?
Yes.
For those quality gifts at an affordable price, you can go to Quince. We both have gotten things from Quince and we love them. I got this black sweater dress that I'm obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for the holiday season.
They have the best cardigans. You have to go check them out. I have a cardigan from there. So nice. Very high quality and they're affordable.
Yeah. Honestly, something everyone needs in their closet. They have these cashmere sweaters that are just beautiful and they start at just $50. Or for the ultimate year-round gifts, you can check out their 14 karat gold jewelry, Italian leather handbags, and European linen sheet sets.
All just very luxury, but you can get it at a more affordable price.
They partner directly with top factories to cut out the cost of the middleman, which passes the savings on to you instead of charging you for that. Every piece that we've gotten from Quince are like premium fabrics. You can feel that luxury in every single piece. So if you're looking for a good gift, we highly suggest checking out Quince. Gift luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/fairlyodd for 365 day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's quince.com/fairlyodd to get free shipping on 365 day returns. quince.com/fairlyodd.
Woohoo.
I think I'm also learning I like in my head have to have like a clean environment to work on, like to work, to function.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I know that about myself. So I'm trying to be like, it doesn't matter if the house is like messy for the day. Like, I can still get other things done.
Yeah.
The house is going to get messy with young kids. Mm-hmm. So it's a hard place to be like that.
It's constantly cleaning.
Because it's constantly like a deal in your brain. But it's like, okay, you can only keep up as best so you much. Can. And like,
it's a lot.
I just like would spend so much time like going into the late night, like not having a break and then cleaning. And I'm like, okay, it's fine to just like go to bed.
Yeah.
And just
go to bed.
Like prioritize other things.
Yeah. That are fun. It's funny too, because I feel like we feel a lot of pressure sometimes from comments and things when we're sharing like a story, and you can tell that there's like a mess in the background.
Oh, and people are so rude.
Clean up your house.
Yeah. You're so messy. You're such a slob.
And I'm like, sorry that like I don't have it spotless 100% of the time, but like
I bet a lot of those people don't have kids, honestly.
No, or they do and they just like don't,
or that's all they do is clean,
share it or whatever. But I just think it's funny because I'm like, people want the real stuff.
Yeah, but then they show them.
Some people get mad if you show them that.
That's so true.
Anyway, there's never any winning, but I think maybe that kind of weighs in and like, you know, anyway.
Totally.
Okay, one word to describe your year. Go. 3, 2, 1.
Roller coaster.
Whoa. Okay. Mine is adventurous, I would say.
That's so much better.
Sorry. You could say like roller coaster at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Because we went twice.
We went. No, I went once.
You went twice.
I did?
Yeah. You went with Jack the first part of the year when we, after we went.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We did. We just got the trip with the friends canceled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just lots of canceled trips.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Yeah. That was a roller coaster for you for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Just like the Incredicoaster.
It was the Incredicoaster.
What goes up must come down, baby.
Incredicoaster.
Incredicoaster.
So incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, do you guys ever see yourselves actually moving back to Hawaii full time? Could that be on the table for 2025?
Good question.
Never say never.
Never say never. You say that
every time someone asks.
I know. I honestly don't know where we will end up. And I can't handle the pressures of it. It really just stresses me out because I just want what's best for my kids and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to know what that is. But I do know that Hawaii is my favorite place in the world. Mm-hmm. And if we ended up there, I would not be mad.
Yeah. I second that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I am liking Utah more than I did. At the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, I was dead set on never being here.
Yeah.
And now I think we're enjoying our time here more. And I don't know how long that's going to be, but we like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I always wish we had a place in Hawaii? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But as far as timing goes, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And it's just hard when your kids start getting older. You just think about you think about everything because it's not just you and your husband anymore. You got to think about like all the little stuff that goes in. But I do know that they could have an epic childhood here. They could have an epic childhood there. It's just different. But they're both amazing. And yes, it is the best place in the world.
Mm-hmm. We shall see. We shall see.
I know that's like not the answer anybody wants. But it's just we don't know.
We really don't know. I don't truly know myself.
Mm-hmm. I truly don't know myself.
I wish I did. I wish I could.
This is your therapy session.
I hate this question.
I truly don't know myself.
Don't put this question on me, dogs.
Oh man.
Just kidding.
It's true. Looking back on the year, what were your favorite memories together?
Ooh. Probably August in Hawaii.
Oh my gosh. So
that was
fun.
The best month of my life.
That was so great.
Yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah. Every time we say what our favorite thing is, it's always in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay. Concerts. We went to so many concerts together that were so fun.
Yeah.
I would say that Zach Bryant. Sorry. Before we knew. Okay. Yeah. Zach Bryant concert was so fun.
So fun.
Such a highlight.
I just think of August as like the whole month was perfect.
Really though, it was.
So every day. Just volleyball. Best beach days of my life.
Yeah.
That was a good
honestly month. I do love our late night hangs and we'll do movie nights. They don't happen enough, but
yeah,
I would just come over here sometime. Why would I? Derek was always just a tired guy. Yeah, so I would just come over and hang with Tanner and Lauren.
Yeah.
And it was just, those were fun.
A highlight was becoming a big Dodgers fans.
Oh yeah.
And we went to a Dodgers game.
We watched
and
every
it was
game.
Like a great time to become a Dodgers fan because they won the World Series. So
yeah, and we watched every game.
It
after
was
that.
So fun. They had a game like every single day.
Yeah.
So we were literally watching every game. They're 4 hours yeah. long. They're so long.
Yes.
And it was so much fun. So that was a fun little that's a tradition I'll take.
What?
Into 2025, I'll still be a Dodgers fan.
Dodgers, there you go. Yeah, we've had so many good moments. I feel like it's impossible to pick. Looking back on the year, if there was one place you could have traveled to, where would it have been? Love the pod. Have been watching since day one. Day one.
Aww, thank you. I love you. Japan for me. Oof. I want to go 2025.
I always say New Zealand.
Yeah. I want to go to Tahiti and I want to go to Japan Tahiti's really bad.
Yeah.
So
I think Japan would be cool too.
Next year is my 10-year anniversary.
Oh my. So you're gonna I kind of want to go to Tahiti.
You should. Hit that 10-year.
You should.
So.
You want to do a vow renewal and we can come?
Literally.
Because that's what Derek and I talk about.
Yeah. I want to do a vow renewal. I really want to do a vow renewal.
But even though we didn't, either of us have vows, but where you actually write them.
Where you have vows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really want to do that as well. What qualities do you admire most in each other? Love from Italy. Ooh, I love Italy. I think I admire the most in Sarah. I feel like we kind of touched on this because I just said like what?
This is such a sentimental episode.
Yeah, this is very sentimental. I feel like this is truly our anniversary episode.
Yes.
I think we should call it our anniversary episode.
Feels much like that.
I think the thing I admire most is Sarah's genuine care. Mm. She really cares for the people that she loves and she wears her heart on the sleeve and will do anything for the people that she loves.
Aww.
That's the thing I admire most. Here come the tears.
We've gone through so many episodes without me tearing up.
It has been a minute.
I don't care.
I don't even care. About you.
It's hot.
You need to punch in.
Okay. Okay. I can't even talk. I'm snorting. Okay. That was really sweet. There's so many qualities I admire about Lo. I think she can always tell if I'm off. And that's like really cool about her because she's very observant with her friends and noticing like if someone's not doing well or they're doing really well. And then I feel like that you notice that is,
aw, thank
even
you.
If I'm tired or I'm cranky, like I feel like you pick up on the vibe, mm-hmm. which is a really good quality to have. Also the ability to make things fun. Make me want to scratch my eyes out sometimes.
Make
all good
you
things.
Question why you're like, friends with me in moments. Just,
yeah. I just love this and just keeps me on my toes.
You never know my next move.
So unhinged. I feel so unhinged right now. I'm still crying as I'm telling you. Her persistence. Let's talk about her persistence.
Never back down, never give up.
Her persistence to make me stay to the end.
There is no end. That's the trick. It never ends.
So many qualities. Never ends. Yeah.
Thank you.
Lots of good things.
That's so nice. I love being the friend that never lets it end.
I know.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
What do you think makes you so close?
We
get each other.
We get each other. We just get each other.
She yeah, knows when I'm overstimulated and I know when she needs to rein it in.
Yeah, yeah. She knows when I need to get like weighted blanket down on me to slow me down.
Just yes.
And calm
we
the
just
frick
we
down.
Know each other inside and out,
mm-hmm.
but we don't get bugged.
Yeah,
well,
we
I
know
mean,
the ways.
I'm sure we'll get bugged at each other, but yeah. like we just know.
Yeah.
We know. That makes us so close because
yeah. it makes us like true sisters.
Yeah, because we know exactly how each other functions. Mm-hmm. We know what makes us happy, what makes us sad, what we need.
Mm-hmm. The oomph of life. The and what we need is mostly maple bar donuts.
Maple bars.
That's all we need.
Maple bars and a good movie.
Yeah.
Snuggly blankies. Okay.
Decompress. We decompress the same.
Yes.
If there is one misconception you could clear up about yourself, what would it be?
Ooh.
Misconception.
Yeah, like what have people gotten wrong?
Like a lot of things.
I know.
Like that's just part of our job is people assuming things about us that aren't true.
Yeah.
One thing that I wish I could clear up is that my parents pay for things.
Oh, yeah.
That my parents are supporting my family, which none of that is true.
Mm-mm.
So that's annoying to me every time because I'm like, I work freaking hard.
Yeah.
Me and Derek both work freaking hard to support our family.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten one freaking dime from, which is fine if parents want to do that for their kid. They should be able to do that and help. I hope we can help our kids someday.
Yeah.
But it's like in our life right now, that's not true. And it drives me nuts when they're like, she's on a trip that her daddy paid for.
Yeah.
Her mommy. That's annoying. I'm like, what?
That's really annoying.
Anyway, bugs me. Those were some good personal
questions. Yeah. Thanks for
letting
us dive
deep. I feel like I was reflecting, actually. It forced us to reflect.
It did.
Now we're just going to go into some fun, random questions that you guys asked us. First one says, you inspired me to start my own YouTube channel to document some nice vacation and camping trips with my partner and our dog, as well as some solo trips to learn new skills, freestyle skiing and surfing.
Ooh.
Do you have any good tips for me as a beginner and how to think of a cool name for my channel?
Ooh, very cool. I love that you're getting into all the skiing and surfing.
Yeah, those are like some of our it sounds like such a fun channel.
I think you should go with something around your name and like your name
fits
and then
the adventurous lifestyle that you're living.
Something like, I don't even know.
Something like, well, we don't know your name.
We don't know your
name.
So, but you could do like a play on word with your name.
Yeah.
Like something.
Name and
that goes
adventures
along with adventure.
Something.
Adventure is out there.
Yes.
That'd be a good channel.
Other tips. I would watch videos of people that do kind of the same type of videos that you do, but like have been doing it for a long time. To get some good ideas and
grab
then
some
also
inspo for like what shots you want to get, like where you want to set up the camera somewhere.
It's always learning from watching other people. And then also I would say along with like the long form content, definitely make sure you're still doing like the short form videos and posting those to shorts because that can help your channel get seen really well.
For sure.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how excited I am about my manicure right now. I did it myself, which I'm really proud about. I used the Olive & June manicure system and it is so good. I actually just did the gel nails for the first time and it is the best gel nails I've done on myself ever. I'm not gonna lie, they look like I got them professionally done. I'm pretty proud of that. And I used color Mulberry and it is the best berry color. It's like a deep kind of wine color and it's perfect for the holidays. They have so many colors to choose from and I love their manicure system and their pedicure system. I paint my own nails now. It's the best because I get overwhelmed booking appointments to go get my nails done and I feel like I just want to get it done at my house as quick as possible. And this just makes it so easy for me to do it at home. They give you a special handle that you put on the nail polish. So my right hand looks just as good as my left hand, which is incredible. I'm just so obsessed with this. I'm painting my nails all the time. My nails are always in season and it's just the best thing. And it's so fun. Make sure to visit oliveandjune.com/fairlyodd for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/fairlyodd for 20% off your first system.
Where do you guys get the inspiration behind your kids' names? I think the names you picked are so cute and unique and fit your kids perfectly. And do you have any names in mind for baby number 3? If you get pregnant at the same time, maybe names that are linked somehow. Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
The inspiration. I feel like separately, Tanner and I just liked the name Ozzy from different things. Ozzy's a surfer. And then also I'd seen Ozzy somewhere on like Pinterest or something like years and years ago. And then we both kind of decided that. And then Stella, same thing. We both just really liked it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it came from
anything,
a specific thing. What about you?
Yeah, no, kind of the same thing.
Yeah, we just kind of liked the thing.
We had like our names that we like. Boys' names are so much harder for some reason. But we both at our gender reveal had said If it's a boy, it's Jack, because that was a name we both really loved for a boy. And that was kind of like the only one. Yeah. So if we have another boy, I don't know what we're going to do. Literally. But Sunny was, we had that on our boy name list, actually. And then when we found out it was a girl, I was like, well, what if we did Sunny for a girl? And then at the gender reveal, girl, and
Sunny.
Yeah. Sunny. But Sunny also, we found out was cool. My mom's dad, so my grandpa, I never met him. He passed away when my mom was like in her 20s, and his nickname was Sunny.
Oh,
so
really?
Then like when we were bringing up the names with my family, they're like, your grandpa's nickname was Sunny. Everyone called him Sunny. So
that's really cool.
It's kind of like a cool like tie to that now, because I never got to meet him, but
I love that.
Yeah. So, but honestly, it'd be cool to do like tied names, but I don't know.
I know. I don't even know how we do it.
Like how?
I feel like it's hard enough to figure out a name that kind of goes with your kid's names. Totally. Do you know what I mean? Like,
It would be really cool if we could do that, but I don't know how.
What's a couple of names you're not going to use, but you love?
I don't know. We really thought that Sunny was going to be Rosie.
Don't you still want to use that one?
Probably. Yeah. But I mean, I don't really care. I don't know if we will, because honestly, it could change at any time.
Oh yeah.
If we do. But I think I'm trying to think of boys. Boys' names are so hard for me.
So hard.
I really like the name Wes.
That's a good name.
You know, W-E-S.
You know,
W-E-S. You know, I don't know. West. Do you have any? I don't know. I need to pull up my list.
I know. I'm pulling up my list because it's so hard to remember. But I'm scared to say any because I don't want to say one that I would use. I know. Especially for a boy, because I have literally so little names for boys.
Yeah. We joked about. I'll tell them when we joked about. For so Derek. Derek fell off a cliff. Then my maiden name is Clifford. So we were like, let's name him Cliff.
Yeah,
our
literally.
Boy, Cliff.
That
Beeston.
Would be so good.
No, I don't. We probably are not going to do that. But
for girls, I like Indy, Gracie, Mia, Sky, Ray, so Stevie, Maisie.
So cute.
Yeah.
I really liked the name Charlie for a girl.
Yeah,
and then
that's really cute.
My brother married a Charlie, so.
Yeah.
Like, that one. I love the name Danny for a girl.
Danny's
D-A-N-I.
Really, I like Davey for a girl, too.
Davey's cute.
Or Blake.
We both had girls and they were Danny and Davey.
That would be cute.
That's how you could tie up.
That's connect right there.
Oh, man.
Willow, Ruby. Those are all really cute names. I'm liking those old, like Margot. I think Honey is a really cute name.
Honey is so cute.
Anyway.
Are you friends with the people on Mom Talk in Utah?
We have some friends, mutual friends on there.
Yes, we do. And they're all really nice, honestly. Mm-hmm. The ones, I mean, I've met all of them now.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, they're all very, very nice. Me and Macy were just friends from before everything.
They played tennis together.
We were on the tennis team in college together. So before either of us were doing any sort of social media, we were friends and we would do double dates and stuff. So, and our husbands are friends. So it's awesome. The fact that the show is having so much success.
It's crazy how much it blew up.
Amazing for them.
Absolutely bonkers.
Obviously, you put yourself out there on a reality show. Like,
you just never know.
You never know. And so it's awesome. They're
literally was the number one spot for so long.
Wild. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Super, super awesome.
Now, anywhere we go, it's like people are like, oh, do you know the Utah Mom Talk?
Yeah,
and it's just
like,
so weird
we do.
That like that show has taken on its own like.
It's the new Kardashians. It's
it
wild.
Truly is. It's crazy, crazy.
So cool.
What's something you did in your past that you would never want your kids to do?
I feel targeted.
The rolling eye.
The people that aren't watching this are just getting silence. Sorry.
The silence
sometimes
is deafening.
I forget that not everybody's watching.
That is so funny.
You go low.
Something that I want them to be more aware of is because you know when you're like a kid and you have no sense of like your life is just endless and nothing scary because nobody's ever going to kidnap you or nobody's ever like in your mind. I just did some things where now I'm like, wow, I'm so glad I'm okay.
You think
like
about,
I jumped off of a bridge.
You think about Ozzy doing those things.
Yes, and I'm like, it makes you sick to your stomach. Have, like, yes. I don't want her to go. And I know she's going to have those times where it's just like she's impressing whoever she's with or whatever. But I'm like, please just think twice before you jump off of a bridge into, you know, a river or
we jumped off the same bridge. I know it's the same stupid bridge in Lehigh, and isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I just hope that they're smarter than me that way.
Yeah.
That they don't have as much like FOMO.
For some reason, there's like a layer of film on teenagers' brains where they don't think.
You're just limitless.
Mm-hmm. Or just, I kind of hope the same. Just driving crazy with people in cars.
Just like,
and
don't drive
when you get your license, and just the dumb, reckless stuff that you think is funny as a teenager.
That you're like in the passenger seat and you're like, actually, I'm scared, but like, I'm just going to act like it's funny.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to have to start taking Xanax when my kids are teenagers.
So I know, knowing when they're driving.
When they leave the house with I don't know who and who their friends are and where they are.
A scary phase. It's I'm scared.
Scary.
Somebody send us like help on what to do.
Seriously, we'll just be together literally like watching a show, like, just like, do you think the kids are fine?
No, it's gonna be
Oh man,
I just know that phase, like this phase of life, you're dealing with a lot of like kid stuff.
I really kind of hope that like our kids will be there to like watch out for each other in some way. I hope they're kind of running in the same friend circles. Group I would love that.
I know,
to kind of, unless they're all doing crazy stuff.
Who the frick knows?
I don't know what's going to happen. But like, just to like have that person that's like looking out for you.
Yeah.
That's not just a friend that like doesn't care. It's like family.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But man, there's a lot of stuff that I just don't want my kids to do.
But you know that they're going to do stupid shit.
They're going to do it. And the funny thing is I'm thinking like my parents don't know, but they knew just like I know.
Yeah.
It's and so
what's
funny.
Yeah, what's scary is right now we're dealing with like kid stuff that's hard.
We're dealing with grown up shit.
Like then it's gonna be like dealing with really
breakups.
It's gonna be different hard. It's gonna be different hard.
Okay. One thing I would say though that I would like encourage my kids not to do is just get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And just stick to one boyfriend.
That's what I should tell them.
In high school. Yeah. Just have fun with so many different people and go on so many dates with lots of people. Well, it's fun to have a boyfriend and a person that you can always
What's
have.
What's hard is I was like, always told that and I did what I did.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, they're not going to take my advice, but if I could at least tell them.
I know.
It's so fun to just hang out with everybody and go on tons of dates, kiss a ton of people.
Yeah.
Just,
Oh my gosh. I needed to tell them that. I mean,
I would have these little tiny.
I'm happy that it worked out with Tanner, but like before that.
I mean, you married your high school sweetheart,
so that's
good. Before
that, it's like, I wish I wouldn't have dated the boys that I did before that.
Yeah.
But
anyway. It's still fun. It's just like that group experience of just, you're kind of limiting that. It's totally. Like later in life, you have time to just be with that, like be with one person.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. This one says, every birthday, when you blew out the candles as kids or teenagers, did you have a repetitive wish that you can share? You didn't have a repetitive
one? I never had
one?
A repetitive one. What
I
was
had a
yours?
A really sad one.
What?
I wished every time that I was skinny.
Lauren!
I'm serious, when I was little.
No!
When I was like a young girl.
What the frick?
I know.
No, that is sad.
It is way, way sad. It is way, way sad.
If you could go back, would you slap that little girl in the face?
Yeah, I would just give her a
I mean, don't ever
hug.
Slap a little girl in the face. Like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, give her a hug.
You are beautiful, little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
What?
I know.
Talk some sense into your younger self.
I know.
That's really sad. Hey, my wishes were probably just dumb. Like, I wish I could hang out with boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh.
Okay, well, I feel like that was too sad to leave on.
Yeah, that was... I thought you were going to say, like, I wanted this. I wanted to get married and da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, should we hit one more?
Know any single dudes.
Know any single dudes? No, unfortunately, I don't.
Literally, do I? No.
Do I? No.
I actually don't
know. No,
think
I actually
do.
Don't. Sorry about
I
that.
I am so sorry.
But
we're so out. That made me feel so out of that.
We're so out of that phase.
Oh, who? Oh, my cousin. My cousin is single. And if you're serious about it, DM the Fairly Odd Sisters podcast.
And you'll send
and
it
and then
over.
We can maybe pass along the info.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. We did some diving. We did some deep
dive stuff. We didn't even know we were going to.
No. And this is going to be our, we're saying Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh my, are we?
No. It's not New Year's
yet.
Are
you sure?
Well, it's going to be.
No, it is.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Right? Because we won't have another episode till.
Yeah, because we're taking a week off for Christmas and New Year's. So yep.
this will is come our out. Happy New Year. Happy
freaking New Year.
Cheers to 2025.
Let's freaking go. It's going to be the best year ever.
Yes. Everybody, we're sending good vibes that it's the best year.
Yes.
Nothing will ever be worse than 2020. So
no. Just kidding. Nothing.
At least for like the country as a whole.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Knock on freaking wood.
Knock on it. This is not wood.
This is wood.
Anyway, all we right. love you guys.
We love you guys so much.
Thank you for the most incredible year of podcasting, for kind comments, for submissions, for hyping us up, literally everything we could ever for dream listening, of. Listening,
for watching, for supporting, for using our Fairly Odd code.
No, seriously.
For anything that you, for the discounts that we are giving, it really does go a long way.
And that's why we can do what we do and get to do this. And it's just been so awesome. And I think Lo and I both didn't expect it to be so, like, such a good community of you guys that really listen and care. So,
yeah, it really means a lot.
You guys are amazing. Bye.
Bye. Happy New Year.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.